The Prime Minister has warned further restrictions can't be ruled out as Victoria reels from yesterday's deadliest day of the coronavirus pandemic. 14 people died and 723 new cases were recorded across the state. Stricter measures are now being introduced in regional areas, with masks to be worn across the state from Sunday night and visits to other households banned in some places. North of the border, three more venues linked to COVID clusters in Sydney have been closed. The New South Wales government has given an exemption for 400 people to gather at a mosque in the city's west to celebrate Eid. And at the city's airport, people are rushing to cross the border into Queensland before they're locked out. A senior Australian Border Force officer who allowed passengers to disembark from the Ruby Princess ship in March mistook negative flu tests for the results of coronavirus screening. The ABC revealed last night Border Force Command only realised the mistake more than 30 hours after passengers had left the vessel. In a statement, Border Force says it strongly refutes the claim and that it does not have the authority to make biosecurity decisions. And in the US, Donald Trump has suggested November's election should be delayed, claiming it's likely to be inaccurate and fraudulent because of a large number of postal votes. The date of the election is enshrined in the US Constitution and could only be changed by Congress. The president has repeatedly claimed, without evidence, that mail-in voting would be susceptible to fraud.